Writer Kevin Roos covers finance for New York Magazine, and he's out with a new book, Young Money, about what life is like for the young recruits in Wall Street in the aftermath of the financial crisis. We assigned the reading to Planet Money's Zoe Chase.
While he was researching the book, Kevin Roos snuck into the St. Regis Hotel in New York City to attend a once-a-year dinner for Kappa Beta Phi, which is a literal secret society made up of Wall Street executives. Members include Michael Bloomberg, former heads of Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers.
Their motto is, "What happens in the St. Regis stays in the St. Regis."
No reporter had ever been inside before. Roos rented a tuxedo. He says he thinks people thought he was a waiter. One of the main things that happens at this dinner is new members are inducted into the society. Hedge fund managers, bank CEOs, they're called neophytes.
So I'm sitting there and I see them come out. And the way this dinner works is that it's like a hazing ritual. And these neophytes have to dress up in drag and do comedy skits, perform songs.
Songs like Bailout King to the tune of Dancing Queen. Or this parody of the song I Believe from the musical The Book of Mormon. It's from Roos's phone in his pocket, so the quality is not great.
I believe that God has a plan for all of us and that my plan is a seven-figure bonus. I work on Wall Street and Wall Street just believes. And meanwhile, the people in the audience are throwing things at them, pieces of bread, you know, rolled up napkins dipped in wine. I mean, it really, it's like the sort of Wolf of Wall Street meets like the Elk Club or something like that.
Keep in mind, this is early 2012. It's the middle of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Bank bailouts were still fresh. And Roos wanted to investigate. How much of an anachronism is a party like this? This seems like old Wall Street, the holdover from pre-financial crisis times. What about the new recruits, the very youngest, the ones who are maybe decades away from being hazed at the St. Regis? Would this seem as strange to them as it did to Kevin Roos?
I was really curious about what it was like now, what it was like to be in this hated, vilified sector as a 22-year-old. I knew that a lot of them were sort of scared and ashamed almost of what they'd chosen to do.
So Roos followed 8 20-somethings through their first 2 years on Wall Street, and all of them had an experience along the lines of this guy, whom he calls Jeremy, at the commodities desk at Goldman Sachs.
You know, at one point, one of his bosses asks him, you know, "So why'd you come to Goldman?" And he gives this sort of idealistic spiel about how allowing big companies to hedge their fuel costs is like a legitimate function of the capital markets, and eventually those savings get passed down to customers. And the guy sort of cut him off and said, "Dude, if you're not here to make money, like, this isn't the place for you. We're not here to save the world. What you're here to do is make a ton of money for yourself and the firm."
Whereas an earlier generation of Wall Street recruits might have been energized by that comment, Jeremy, Roos says, was a little shook by this. And Roos says that's in line with studies about what millennials want from a job these days. Even if the job is really not for a higher purpose, today's young people want to feel like it is. And Jeremy started fantasizing about a way out of Goldman.
He had this Google Doc that he titled Escape Routes that had all these various things that he was thinking about doing.
And like another kid in Roos's book, Jeremy headed west.
The sex appeal is in Silicon Valley now, and that's where you go if you want to strike it rich, and it has the sort of cultural cachet that Wall Street used to have.
3 out of Roos's 8 founded startups. One study Roos cites is that Google, Apple, and Facebook are in the top 10 of companies where young people want to work.
The highest-ranking bank was J.P. Morgan, and it came in 41st.
The Wall Street Journal once put it like this. The movie The Social Network is this generation's Wall Street.
I think a lot of the people who came to Wall Street after the crash were grunts, and being at a Google or a Facebook or even a small startup, this sort of idea that the tech industry is making things, they are bringing new things into existence.
Out of the 8 first years Roos profiled, 5 no longer work on Wall Street. Of the 3 that remain, only one seems actually truly happy at the job. No one seems destined for the Wall Street frat that Roos snuck into. They'd never even heard of it.
The old Wall Street is dead. Wall Street circa Gordon Gekko, is never coming back.
To be clear, there are still limos. There are still parties. But recruitment from the Ivy League is way down, and poaching from the tech sector is way up. Zoe Chace, NPR News.